Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. My notes here. Variety. I had written down some words I wanted to talk about. In the 20s, the word variety was very important because it had come out of the vaudeville circuits. And the vaudeville circuits were entertainment that went around the country and played at your local theater and so on. And from variety, out of that, other circuits, the theater owners' booking agency, TOBA, which sponsored several tours. And finally, just variety theaters in the larger cities. In Chicago, the Vendome was the variety theater. And it features dancing and singing and ventriloquists, and it had a stage and a pit in front of the stage, and the orchestra was there. From about 1918 to about 1930, Erskine Tate directed the Vendome Orchestra. We're going to hear two from 1926. They made a record for Vocalion. The star, and well, they're all stars, and he didn't know he was going to be a star, but Louis Armstrong's here on his coronet. We'll hear Stomp Off, Let's Go, written by pianist Elmer Schobel, and Static Strut by Jack Yellen and Paul Specht. Here's the Vendome Variety Orchestra.
Stomp Off, Let's Go!
Vendome Orchestra in Chicago, 1926. The Vendome, as I said, the Variety Theater. It was down on the South Side, State Street, South Side of Chicago. And a mixture of acts and band performances. And that from the pit in front of the stage. Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra doing Stomp Off, Let's Go, and Static Strut. And Louis Armstrong soloing. Stump Evans on his alto saxophone and bass saxophone, soloing. Teddy Weatherford, the pianist, and Jimmy Bertrand on drums. Wonderful drummer, Erskine Tate. And Variety is what's going to happen this afternoon, starting at 5:30 at El Malecon. I mentioned this when Bob Hammer's Octet and Tentet are going to be down there, because you might run into some pretty fine dancing and other guests making a variety. It's like it was in Chicago in the 1920s. Plus, Mexican food, if you like that, that's something. Where is it? Post Alley and Seneca, downtown Seattle, El Malecon, 5:30 to 7:30. Bob Hammer's Octet and Tentet, and his work, his arrangements and all that. And he's been around for a long time. Just had a big celebration for his 60 plus years involved in this art. And you can go down there and talk to him. And it's something. Actually shake his hand. El Malecon, 5:30 to 7:30. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, with a reminder that an emergency kit is essential for storm preparedness. Details are at pse.com. Puget Sound Energy, the energy to do great things.
All right, now what I want to do is to go to, where am I going to go? Oh, I want to do Tommy McLennan. This came in from Bob from Chicago, matter of fact. This was done in Chicago, and Robert calls in every once in a while and asks for stuff, and this is for him and you. Bluebird Records. McLennan plays his guitar and sings. We're not sure who the bass player is. And the composition is by McLennan. It's called Deep Blue Sea Blues.
I want to make this right now. Listen, I got it. I'm one, baby, I'm one. And trying won't make me stay. Cause the more you cry, now, now, baby, for you drive me away, for you drive me away. I mean drive me away, for you drive me away. Now I wish that was a bullfrog swimming in the deep blue sea. Lord, I would have all these good of women, nah, 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 fishing after me, fishing after, I mean after, showing up after me. Now I went to my baby's house, and I sat down on a step. She said, walk on in, now, now, Tony. My husband just now left. My husband just now, I mean just now, showing up just now left. Oh, Lord, just now left. Oh, just now left. Now ain't none of my business, baby, but you know I know it ain't right. Stayed your kid man all day long and played sick when you're hugging that night. When you're hugging that night, I mean you're hugging that night. Showing up you're hugging that night. Oh Lord, you're hugging that night. Oh Lord, you're hugging that night. Oh Lord, you're hugging that night. In my last pass, you, in my last pass, in my last pass.
Tommy McLennan for you. Chicago, 1941, Bluebird Records, Deep Blue Sea Blues, he wrote it. He's singing and playing his guitar. And, I said, we really don't know who the bass player is. Some ideas, but I like to look into that and find out for you. Aaron T-Bone Walker now, in a couple of places. First, and the same composition he wrote it called Stormy Monday. The title on the first one we're going to hear from Hollywood, 1958, is Call It Stormy Monday, and the second one from 1967 is just Stormy Monday Blues. With him, in Hollywood for Capitol Records, Teddy Buckner, who had been doing a lot of work with Kid Ory, is here to play the trumpet. Bumps Myers, an established, wonderful tenor saxophone player in L.A., is here. Lloyd Glenn, who also played with Ory, is here on piano. Arthur Edwards on string bass, and Oscar Lee Bradley on the drums. Then, the 1967 version, T. T-Bone was asked to come in and be a guest player on his guitar and singer. To Norman Grand's trying to get Jazz at the Philharmonic going again, about 1967 this is. And behind T-Bone Walker's Johnny Hodges on alto, Paul Gonsalves is playing his tenor, Clark Terry on his flugelhorn, Oscar Peterson piano, Sam Jones bass, Bobby Durham on the drums. Two versions of Stormy Monday, 1958-1967, both with the composer T-Bone Walker.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray. Thank you.
got Johnny Hart.
Stormy Monday. very much part of the tradition in the blues, performed by the composer T-Bone Walker in Hollywood 1958 for Capitol Records to begin with. And then 1967 and Norman Grant's Jazz at the Philharmonic, his idea of getting back together again, a variety, as he had in the original Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts. And this one, 1967, brought out in a Pablo box, if you go look for records, and I'm sure it's been reissued in CD form. And T-Bone there, with Johnny Hodges primarily soloing on his alto saxophone. Oscar Peterson at the piano, Sam Jones on bass, Bobby Durham, and others sustaining tones behind T-Bone Walker. Stormy Monday. 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Now, I'd like to stay with that concert of Norman Grant's in 1967. One of the variety groups was Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Ellington piano, of course, and John Lamb is on bass at this time, and Rufus Jones drums, plus the full orchestra. Three compositions we will hear by Ellington, as announced by him and the feature soloist. 1967, Duke Ellington.
Thank you. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for such a warm welcome. You're very beautiful, very sweet, very gracious, very generous, and all the kids in the band want you to know that we do love you madly. I don't know how I got hooked into this contract, ladies and gentlemen, because I shall always remember my first music lesson in Washington. I had a music teacher named Mrs. Klinkscale, and I shall never forget, at the end of that first lesson, she says to me, "Edward, don't ever sit down at the piano behind Oscar Peterson." Thank you.
Marshal Coco.
Russell Procope. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Russell Procope and his New Orleans clarinet down in the bottom of Louisiana whipping up some swamp goo. And now we move over to Jimmy Hamilton, who picks up the other type of clarinet. He moves up, breaks through the magnolia curtain first, moves up into the frigid north where the air is cool and aloof with a girdle hurdle. Jimmy Hamilton. Thanks very much for Jimmy Hamilton. And now to play the role of the shepherd who watches over the night flock comes Cootie Williams. Thank you.
Duke Ellington in concert, 1967 in New York, part of a package put together by Norman Granz on his Pablo label. And three compositions, Swamp Goo, featuring Russell Prokope on clarinet, Girdle Hurdle, Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet, and finally Night Flock, Cootie Williams on trumpet. John Lamb was playing the bass throughout, Rufus Jones on drums, and the Ellington Orchestra there, of course, doing what they did so beautifully for 50 years. Duke Ellington right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. Starting November 1st, tickets are on sale for the PLU Christmas concerts, held December 4th in Portland, December 6th in Seattle, and December 5th, 9th, and 10th on campus. More information on the web at plu.edu.
That was Duke Ellington later on. It was 1967, 7 years before Duke Ellington's passing. And I want to bring some earlier Ellington. Not quite the beginning at all, but in 1941. In Hollywood, when the band was making some records for the Standard Radio Transcription Company, in most cases 16-inch, 12-inch, played at 78 speeds, and for radio broadcasts around the world, and of course during World War II, the armed services was able to hear something from home. And I brought some of those for you. Duke Ellington first. I don't want to set the world on fire. This was written by Benny Benjamin, Saul Marcus, and Eddie Durham, and Eddie Seiler. Big pop tune for the time. It features Wallace Jones on his trumpet and the vocal of Herb Jeffries.
Set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart there is but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you'll be the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start the flame in your heart.
Duke Ellington, 1941, in Hollywood for Standard Transcriptions, and I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, with Herb Jeffries singing for you. Two in a row from the same session, Easy Street, a neglected, wonderful piece by Alan Jones, which features Rex Stewart on cornet, and Juan Tiesel's Perdido, Diesel playing the melody on his valve trombone, and cornetist Rex Stewart and trumpeter Ray Nance. Duke Ellington, 1941 in Hollywood, and a couple of them for standard radio transcriptions. Easy Street, featuring Rex Stewart on cornet. Perdido, Juan Teasel composition, featuring Teasel on his valve trombone, Rex Stewart, cornet, and Ray Nance trumpet. There'll be more of that, but first you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Stomp Caprice now, written by Billy Strayhorn, and featuring Ellington on piano and his bassist at the time, Jimmy Blanton. Excuse me, Jimmy Blanton on bass. Bugle Breaks, which Ellington and Strayhorn wrote based on the old standard bugle call rag, where the soloists get a chance to have a little space to play and a little break when the rest of the band sort of gets quiet for a second. You'll hear breaks by Rex Stewart, cornet, Barney Bigard, clarinet, Ben Webster on his tenor sax, Lawrence Brown trombone, Ray Nance on his trumpet. Two of them, Stomp Caprice and Bugle Breaks. Thank you.
the reason why a summer sky is blue. And we know why birds in the tree sing melodies. And our love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance, there is just one answer, you and I. The summer sky is blue, and we know the trees sing melodies too, and our love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance, there is just one answer. And I know the reason why.
Duke Ellington, 1941, Hollywood Standard Transcription Records. And I put a little extra one in there for you. Stomp Caprice, Bugle Breaks, and You and I. Written by Meredith Wilson. All of you Music Man fans know that name. The vocalist, Herb Jeffries. And now let's do Ford and the transcriptions of Ellington in 41. Have You Changed? With a very soft, beautiful tenor sax solo by Ben Webster. Rain Check by Billy Strayhorn, and Webster gets a little more gutty. And two by Duke Ellington's son Mercer, Blue Surge and Moon Mist. Duke Ellington in Hollywood, 1941, and we heard four from the set I've been playing. Have You Changed, Rain Check, and two by Mercer Ellington, Duke's son, Blue Surge and Moon Mist. And on that last one, we had a chance to hear Ray Nance on the violin, which he did occasionally. Not enough as far as I'm concerned. He was quite something. Talk about variety. Nance could sing, he could dance, he could play the trumpet, he could play the violin, all of that. And I mentioned earlier in the program, if you like variety, you have a chance this afternoon, 5:30 to 7:30 at El Malecón, Post Alley and Seneca, downtown Seattle. Bob Hammer's Octet and Tentet playing there, and they've played there several times, and the reports back that I've heard is that people come there and just love it. And you might get some dancing and special guest soloing and the octet and the tentet and great Mexican cuisine. Post Alley and Seneca, that's now. Get down there. 5:30, 7:30. Post Alley and Seneca in Seattle. And it's like, you know, like the old days. I mean, you could go somewhere and talk to the musicians, and they're there. Bob Hammer alone, let alone the other members of his ensemble, has been at this for 65-plus years as an active artistic participant in making beautiful music. So you get a chance to go down there and talk to him. All right. Well, let's see. Where are we? Yes. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Washington's Lottery, which now supports the Washington Opportunities Pathway Account, an account established by the 2010 state legislature to help fund higher education scholarships. More information at walottery.com.
And now Jimmy Yancey, I'm bringing him in because it's the end of the baseball season. We're into the postseason. If you like baseball, I love it. I love the game. I don't get attached too much to any one player or any one team. I just love the game. I love to watch it and try to figure out what's going to happen. And you never know. These are session records from 1943 in Chicago. Jimmy Yancey. The Association of Baseball is he was one of the keepers of the grounds at the old Comiskey Park in Chicago. And he wrote this. It's called White Sock Stomp. Thank you.
your good girl come, she will never know. Make it very soft and low. Make it, babe, very soft and low.
Jimmy Yancey, 1943 in Chicago, for Session Records, White Sox Stomp. Well, it was his team. He wrote that, solo piano. And then his wife, Estelle, came in to sing. She's known as Mama Yancey. And the traditional Make Me a Pallet on the floor. Jimmy and Mama Yancey. 1943. Well, let's hear three. Go to Kansas City, 1929, and listen to Walter Page's Blue Devils for a couple of them. The only record the band made. And then move over to Chicago and go back to 1928 and hear Ma Rainey.
Thank you. you do. I'm gonna find my baby a brand new happy home. I'm gonna find my baby a brand new happy home. I'm gonna kill some of you blue devils. Don't leave my baby alone.
Thank you. never see my man, no. I see him, I left my jumping. My heart a bumping. I'm on my feet and cue. I feel my brain a thumping. I've got no time.
Three of them for you, starting with Walter Page's Blue Devils, Kansas City, Missouri, 1929, for Vocalion Records. He plays tuba or bass, string bass, Blue Devil Blues, and Squabblin'. On the first, we got to hear Jimmy Rushing early on, vocal for him, Charlie Washington's piano throughout, Hot Lips Page on trumpet, and a great influence on Charlie Parker, Buster Smith, clarinetist and alto saxophonist there. Ted Manning, too, I want to mention him, playing baritone sax, beautiful player. Then Ma Rainey, Chicago, 1928, with her Tub Jug Washboard Band. And Black Cat Hoodow Blues for Paramount Records, Chicago, June 1900. And 28. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sundays from 3 to 6. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Dairy Farmers of Washington, recognizing that water and natural resources are not infinite and working to increase responsible water use and conservation. More about what dairy families in Washington are doing to keep milk pure, fresh, and local at akeyingredient.com. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. SCCA is a cancer treatment center where doctors from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's unite to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. More information at seattlecca.org.
And for your listening enjoyment, here's John Patton. Thank you. John Patton and his organ, beautiful. I haven't played him for a while. 1963, Blue Note. Two compositions by him, Along Came John and Gigi. Fred Jackson and Harold Vick, tenors in that order of soloing. Grant Green guitar, Patton on organ. And Ben Dixon on the drums. John Patton. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. From 1980, Helen Merrill's going to sing for you. Her husband at the time, or maybe a little later, Tori Zito, did the arrangements for her. He plays the piano and directs the group. For Inner City, we will hear Too Marvelous for Words by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer, with some fine trombone work by Irby Green, and A Beauty by Johnny Mandel and Paul Williams from the film Agatha, which I recommend to all of you. Close Enough for Love, with cello work by Charlie McCracken and fine guitar by Joe Beck. Helen Merrill, 1980, Too Marvelous for Words, and Close Enough for Love.
You're just too marvelous. Marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that all stand by amorous. You're much too marvelous. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too unmatched pair took the time to touch, to share. Worlds apart the night we met, we braved the odds and won the bet. Not perfect yet, but close enough for love. How old-fashioned, pure romance shared a kiss and shared a dance, shared the body. The wine another day when you and I are close enough for love. Not just lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends. Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember always. Always long goodbyes and tearful looks hold up well in poems and books, but you and I story never told, not perfect yet, but close enough for
Helen Merrill, 1980, for Inner City Records. Vocals by her and arrangements by her husband, Tori Zito, who played the piano. Too Marvelous for Words with Richard Whiting, doing the writing on that, and Johnny Mercer and Irby Green's trombone. And Too Close for Love, as I said, from a wonderful film called Agatha, and Johnny Mandel and Paul Williams did the score. Close Enough for Love. Cello work by Charlie McCracken, and guitar by Joe Beck. Helen Merrill, 1980. Now, to compare singing styles in this art, let's go to 1923, and for your listening enjoyment, Sarah Martin.
I ain't gonna marry, I ain't gonna away from me. I know that I'd be satisfied if I could grab a train and ride. If I made Atlanta with no place to go, just make me one ballot on your
Sarah Martin, 1923 for OK Records. Blind Man Blues by Eddie Green and Atlanta Blues by W.C. Handy. Thomas Morris playing cornet, John Mayfield trombone, Sidney Bechet soprano saxophone, Clarence Williams piano, Buddy Christian banjo. Sarah Martin. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Forest Ridge School in Bellevue, an independent Catholic college preparatory school for girls grades 5 through 12, committed to inspiring young women to become confident, compassionate leaders. Open house October 23rd. Info at forestridge.org.
Now to Leonard Feather. Leonard Feather came here to this country from England and was already immersed in this art form and producing concerts in London and elsewhere there, and became quite an encyclopedist and put together the first real encyclopedia of this music. And he put together a lot of tunes that were played by great artists here and his own band, his All-Star Jam Band of 1939 for Decca Records. We'll hear four written by Feather, 12-bar Stampede, Featherbed Lament, Men of Harlem, and Ocean Motion. The band, Benny Carter, trumpet and alto, Bobby Hackett, cornet and guitar, Pete Brown, alto and trumpet, Billy Kyle, piano, Hayes Alvis, string bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums.
Thank you.
Leonard Feather. That's right. The encyclopedist. Leonard Feather and his band, 1939 for Decca. His all-star band, I should say. All compositions by Leonard Feather, 12 Bar Stampede, Featherbed Lament, Men of Harlem, and Ocean Motion. All kinds of talent, too. Benny Carter, clarinet and alto and trumpet. Bobby Hackett, cornet and guitar. Pete Brown, clarinet and alto. Billy Kyle, piano. Hayes Alva, string bass. And the great Cozy Cole, playing the drums. Well, let's see. For all of you that like Ella Fitzgerald, and I don't know too many who don't, this is Ella from 1947. This is a broadcast. One of those store LPs years ago, I don't know, 50-some years ago or more, going to a grocery store, they have LPs, 12-inch LPs for sale for 29 cents or 19 cents, and they didn't have anything. They would just say modern jazz, and on the back was advertisement of something else. For 19 cents, so I took the record home, and it was this. With Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra at Carnegie Hall, 1947, here is for you from me, a broadcast of Ella Fitzgerald.
What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Yes, it's almost like being in love. Thank you.
Does it touch the stars? How high the moon? Does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, we're asking a high, 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 high is the moon. Boobie, boobie, be you da ba da ba boobie, dee dee boobie, be you da 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 ba boobie.
Thank you.
Ella Fitzgerald and Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra, Carnegie Hall, 1947. And that comes from one of those store-bought LPs that doesn't say anything on it except music. But only 19 cents back then. Almost Like Being in Love. Lerner and Lowe from Brigadoon wrote that. Stairway to the Stars, written by two great musicians, Matty Matt Malnick and Frank Signorelli, with lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Lover Man by Ram Ramirez and Jimmy Sherman and Jimmy Davis. How High the Moon by Morgan Lewis, lyric by Nancy Hamilton, and I Waited for You, Dizzy's theme at the time, written by him and by his friend Walter Fuller. Ella Fitzgerald with Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra, 1947, here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, presenting the musical comedy Murders of 1940, a comedy that pokes fun at showbiz and corny Hollywood thrillers. On campus, October 14th through 16th, and October 22nd and 23rd. More information at plu.edu.
The Dairy Farmers of Washington. Jim and Andy Workoven are Washington dairy farmers who are working to help save salmon spawning ground. More information on what Washington dairy families are doing to help keep milk pure, fresh, and local at akeyingredient.com.
And now to Switzerland for you. Switzerland, that's right. 1987. This is the Dry Throat Five, a wonderful ensemble of traditional instruments and offbeat instruments, like kazoos and that sort of thing. But what they did was to recreate, as close as they could, some of the classics of the 20s. For example, I'm going to take my bimbo back to the Bamboo Isle, and My Melancholy Baby, and A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid. That was the Dry Throat Five in Geneva, Switzerland, 1987. I'm going to take my bimbo back to the Bamboo Isle, written by Roy Palmer and Clarence Williams. My Melancholy Baby by Mabel Watson, Ernie Burnett, and George Norton. And A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid by James P. Johnson. I'd like to poke some buttons there and get the last tune. I'd like to go out and get you, a little bit set up for John Kessler's fine blues program, All Blues, coming up pretty soon. This is Bo Carter in 1931 for OK Records, and one he did called Last Go Round.
Boy, you know you sing to your guitar, but I makes mine sing itself. Now let's try it out a little bit, Tess. Says when I first come here, baby, you were strolling from hand to hand. When I first come here, baby, you were strolling from hand to hand. Says I've been your little dog now, ever since I've been your man. Gonna get your fist. An old place you go. I mean it's hard time, baby, any old place you go. And if you're doing very well, baby, now you better have let that do. If you tell me don't want me, baby, now I'm surely gonna blow this town. For so long, oh so long, baby, so long. I know she don't love me, I can tell the old low down way she do. For so long, oh so long, baby, so long. You called me to be here, and this is the old low down way she do. For so long, oh so long, baby, so long. Don't you never get tired of, baby, treat me like a dog. For so long, Oh, so long, baby, so long. I've been your little puppy ever since I ran a Jojo. For so long, oh, so long, baby, so long. I'm going to the nation, the annex and the territory. For so long, oh, so long, baby, so long. So won't you love me over, sweet baby? You won't see poor boy no more. For so long, oh, so long, baby, so long. Now won't you tell me, sweet baby, what's really gonna become of poor me? For so long, oh, so long, baby, so long. You treat me so dirty, you just as mean as you can be. For so long, oh, so long, baby, so long.
Bo Carter, 1931 for OK Records. His guitar, his voice, Last Go Round, and So Long, Baby, So Long. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.